The lawyer for a terror suspect with links to Islamic State won't say if the woman will be monitored or subject to special restrictions when she arrives back in New Zealand with her two young children. Sahara Adam's been in custody in Turkey since illegally trying to cross the border from Syria. Our government's confirmed her managed return here, but has provided very few specific details. Sahara Adam had dual New Zealand-Australian citizenship, but Australia canned her citizenship, meaning the only place she can legally live is New Zealand. Her lawyer is Deborah Manning.
She's not in a position to just book a ticket and fly home. There are a lot of logistics that need to be managed, intergovernmental and so on. And so the New Zealand government through MFAT is, and New Zealand police are helping manage those logistics for her to enter New Zealand with her two children.
Are there any restrictions on her when she returns home?
So that is not a subject that I'm able to go into at this time, and the Prime Minister covered those matters in her media release and statement today. Really what Ms. Adam is focusing on is coming back to New Zealand with her children and wanting to do the best by them and give them the best opportunity to settle into New Zealand and work through all the issues they've been through.
How do we help this woman and her children? Because there's two very young children involved here, isn't there?
Yes, and thanks for the question. I think the number one need for this unit is privacy, and that's what Sahara has expressed to me. Above all, they just want privacy to be able to connect with the people that they do know here and to be able to try and, you know, build a normal life here focused around the children.
Is she going to be placed into a community where she has support or already knows people?
Those are all issues being worked through with the relevant government agencies. And I really have to express, I think New Zealand has shown a huge amount of maturity in terms of how they're managing the situation. We really are set apart from other jurisdictions in terms of just the approach we're taking, and I think it's because of the children involved. So yes, those are all things being looked at.
Well, we really had no choice, didn't we? Because Australia, dismissed her out of hand, which meant we were left literally with no other option.
Yes, well, the actions of Australia certainly did risk this situation turning into a political football. However, the approach taken by the Prime Minister and the officials has, I think, they're making every effort to not do that and to focus on the needs of the children, which is absolutely appreciated and the right way to go.
Deborah, what would you say to people who might argue that New Zealand should not be assisting this woman to return to New Zealand?
Well, under international law, all citizens have a right to return to their country of nationality. And if we want to enjoy the benefits of living in a society with the rule of law, we need to realise that there are obligations that are part of that. And we have processes in place in order to protect everybody in the community for both our rights and also to ensure that we adhere to our responsibilities as well.
Is she a threat to New Zealand?
That is really something I can't comment on. It's just not the right question to be asking me at this point.
Because you will appreciate that people who don't think she should be coming home to New Zealand will have those concerns about whether she is actually a risk.
Well, what I would say is that we have a very effective state and police force who are all aware of their responsibilities to the community. And, of course, a case like this is absolutely under the spotlight. So I think people just need to trust in the institutions and processes that we have.
Can you tell us about how Sahara is feeling around coming back to New Zealand?
She's looking forward to being here with her children and having support. They've all been through a lot, and so looking very much forward to being able to start, for what it's worth, a normal life and begin this next chapter of their lives here.
Can you tell us anything about the conditions in detention where she is?
She's in the equivalent of a detention centre in Turkey, and I can't really give any sort of more details than that. It's cramped conditions. It's hard, you know, to get to a phone. It's really, I think anyone who's got two small children will know, being in a room, a shared room with nearly 10 other adults, it's not easy.
Is it her preference to come here, Deborah?
Look, that's not something I have gone into yet at this point. Time on the telephone is precious, so I know that she is certainly very appreciative of being able to be here and is appreciative for all the efforts that are being taken in that regard.
Lawyer Deborah Manning there.